you might say something like, well, we'd be mighty to have you.
We'd be mighty glad to have you.
Heard anybody use another word there mean the same thing?
No, I don't, can't recall right now. And then glad or happy, something like that.
Say a father who has three boys, you say he's mighty of his boys.
Mighty proud of his boys, mighty proud to have you.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't think that is used too much in this area.
This is a disease that children used to die from. Don't hear about it much anymore, but they had these sores in their throat, couldn't breathe, suffocated.
Diphtheria.
And a disease that causes your skin to turn yellow, that would be?
Jaundice. Well, you used to call it yellow jaundice. Now they call it hepatitis, see, so everything changes.
Right. And if a person has his appendix taken out, you say he had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody ate something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you say he had to
vomit. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say upchuck and throw up, all those expressions.
Would you consider, have you ever heard something you considered maybe less polite or cruder than those terms?
Puke.
Puke.
Oh goodness, yes, I heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody who's that way, you say he's sick where?
Sick at his stomach. Now, I say sick at his stomach. A lot of people say sick on the stomach, so
right.
Now, I don't know which is which, but
some people around here say sick on your stomach?
Yes, I've heard.
Or say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly and the neighbors figure he's getting serious about it, you say that he's doing what?
He's courting. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's, they're going steady. That's what they say now.
Have you heard any old-fashioned terms that would cover that? That you don't hear too much anymore?
Well, yes, sparking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about him? You would say that he was her.
He was her beau.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old one.
Mm-hmm.
He was a, nowadays it's a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And she would be his
girlfriend. I don't know what they called it when they said beau.
Okay. Or say if a boy's little brother has been waiting up late at night to catch him come in from a date, and he comes in, he sees he's got lipstick on his collar, might say, uh-huh, I know you've been.
Well, been smooching.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or say if the boy asks the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
I wouldn't say she jilted him, because that would be she broke a promise after she promised. But let's see, you'd say she turned him down.
Sure. And if, on the other hand, they went ahead and got married, the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding,
mm-hmm.
He's
the best man.
And the female who stands up with the bride, that's the
maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.